What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron. Go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Get every episode for free right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. I've been working on my Joe Biden impression this weekend. You ready? Okay, here it is. All right, any longer and the engineer's going to think we're off air, so I can't, but I could go for like way longer than that, just not on the radio, because then there's a fail safe that trips, and then the engineer gets a phone call, and he's like, why are we off the air? So I don't want to raise any false alarms. So, just a couple hours. I was working on it this weekend. The Biden administration, according to CBS News, is making plans to announce one of the largest immigration relief programs. It's not amnesty. Stop. It's not. No, this is totally different. He's developing a policy that would offer legal status to hundreds of thousands of immigrants living in the country without proper documents. See? Totally different. I don't know why everybody's freaking out about this. A program, it's just a program, being developed by White House officials would offer work permits and deportation protections to unauthorized immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens, as long as they have lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years. That, according to the sources requesting anonymity to talk about internal government plans, a.k.a. running it up the flagpole and seeing how many people salute. Now, it doesn't say that the people have to be married for 10 years. I don't know if that would be part of the totally not an amnesty program, an immigration relief program. It doesn't say in the article whether or not you've got to be married for 10 years. And far be it for me to suggest that sometimes people may, you know, enter into marriages that are not consummated, that are not full-on legitimate marriages. They may just be doing it to get the documents because they are lacking in the proper documents, which is the only reason why they are in this limbo. They just misplaced the document. They just don't have them. They're lost somewhere, I guess. I don't know. The proposal is known as Parole in Place, or PIP. It would also open up a pathway, not to citizenship, no. That would be like amnesty. This would open up a pathway to permanent legal status. Oh, and U.S. citizenship. Okay, sorry. So yes, it's very much like an amnesty. Okay. For some beneficiaries, they would be able to do this pathway by removing an obstacle in U.S. law that prevents those who entered the U.S. illegally from obtaining green cards without leaving the country first. So I guess the president gets to write law now, which, as we know, is how democracy works, right? You elect a president, and then the president passes all sorts of edicts and laws and rules, and he governs, you know, just him alone and his advisors around him, and he can make the best decisions for all of us because he's just one person, and he's going to know so much more than, you know, you or me or like 435 other people, maybe even randomly selected out of a phone book, right? They're not going to know how to do anything. They're not going to know how to write a law. They're not going to have people that have, you know, hired them to write the laws, nothing like that. It's just so messy, you know, and it's loud and people have disagreements and they take a long time to do stuff and history can't wait. John Sexton over at hotair.com says that this is set to be announced tomorrow. Now, if it happens, it'll be the biggest immigration relief program for illegal immigrants since President Obama announced DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals. Remember that one? That, he was just a piker. He only gave amnesty to 500,000 people. This one would be eligible for over 1 million. 1.1 million migrants who have U.S. spouses could now be eligible, which I'm sure will have no impact on the flow that we are seeing at the border, right? People thinking that Joe Biden is handing out amnesty if you get married to an American citizen, right? I'm sure this will have no luring effect. No, not leering. No, that's it. It's a different kind of Biden operation. This is a luring effect. You would entice people to come. Somehow, leaking news of this, says Sexton, leaking news of this on a Friday night does not suggest a lot of confidence on the White House's part that this is going to go over very well. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yes, if you're doing it on a Friday afternoon, I don't know, maybe they expected the story to get bigfooted by the big fundraiser that they just held in Hollywood, you know, where they had all of the famous actors that were all there. I think George Clooney and what's her face with the two bottom lips. Julia Roberts, yeah. She was there. Jimmy Kimmel was there, not in blackface, as I understand it. He was not wearing his blackface. Well, because that was just for a bit, you see, and he's a Democrat, and it's okay when Democrats do that sort of thing. Look at Justin Trudeau. Right? I mean, he's not, yes, he's Canadian, but he's a lefty, so it's okay. Now, Sexton wonders what's the upside here. Is he trying to stem the flow of Hispanic voters to Donald Trump? Or maybe he's trying to offer something to progressives who are upset with his recent move to block asylum claims, which, by the way, the ACLU has already sued the administration over that one. He says, what doesn't make any sense, though, is why Biden would do something which is practically guaranteed to make the border crisis worse. Really? Does that not make sense? At this point, you must believe it's intentional. There is no other logical explanation for what we are seeing. It is intentional. And even if it wasn't initially intentional, it now is, because you have had plenty of time to reverse course. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, you are obviously paying attention to the world around us. You also have really great taste, I might add. But if you haven't started getting prepared for various emergencies, I gotta ask, what are you waiting for? Please call my friends Bill and Jan at Carolina Readiness Supply, and they'll help get you started. If you have no idea how to start, they can help you. If you're an experienced prepper, they can help you too. Being prepared is just smart. We've already established that you're smart. I mean, you listen to this podcast after all. So let's put those smarts into action. Go to CarolinaReadiness.com. That's CarolinaReadiness.com, or call them at 828-226-7239. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies, as well as educational materials that you're going to need for any kind of emergency. Veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out? John Sexton at HotAir.com. He asks the question, and he says, like, it doesn't make any sense. This Biden amnesty, sorry, not an amnesty, totally not an amnesty program, would do something which is practically guaranteed to make the border crisis worse. Why do that? Biden came into office vowing to undo all of former President Trump's immigration actions. And once in office, he followed through, issuing day one executive orders, like all good proponents of democracy do, which were quickly seen in Central America as a sign that the border was opening up. The result is the worst border crisis in modern history, with more than 2 million migrants showing up each year over the last 2 years, so 4 million total. That crisis has become enough of an electoral problem for Biden that he, A, actually went to the border for the first time in his entire life. Chances are he doesn't remember it, but he did go, okay? And then, B, he has proposed several different solutions, including the most recent asylum ban, to bring the numbers under control. Given that history, Why would Biden offer a pathway to citizenship at this moment when the number of migrants is finally declining a little bit? Sexton goes on to say, yes, I understand this offer only applies to people who have been here a decade and who are married to U.S. citizens. But what we see over and over is that kind of generosity like this is almost certainly going to encourage more migration as people either get bad information from traffickers or they simply decide to take their chances in the hope that 10 years from now, they might get a similar offer. Right? I have said this for 20 years during this immigration argument. People who are coming here are acting rationally. These are rational decisions, and they are based on information. Either it's misinformation or disinformation that the traffickers or media or nonprofits, NGOs, that they're pushing into foreign countries that then encourage people to make the dangerous trek, right? Or they are fully aware of what the programs are and what the laws are, but the politics aligns where they're making a bet. And it's a pretty good bet to bet on Democrats to give them some form of amnesty at some point, right? Those are rational choices for them. Now, whether or not the danger is, you know, worth the journey and all of that, like those are decisions that all of the individuals make on their own. But when they arrive at the conclusion that, yes, it's worth it to make this hazardous voyage, then they do so that's a rational decision. Biden is already betting his reelection, though, on Mexico. Why? Because Mexico has to be able to hold back the crowd from now until November. Now he's taking a risk that's going to add more pressure to Mexico. And at some point, do they just say, screw it, just let him through? Because that's generally how they behave. That was one of the things that Trump worked on Mexico and with Mexico to get them to assist him in controlling the border. He says, laying the groundwork for a fresh disaster. Yeah. Maybe he's doing it so whatever disaster is unleashed is on his successor when he's gone and not him. There's a conservative writer, goes by the name Sonny Wright. He says, I wonder why Democrats wanted these millions of illegal aliens, who Biden intends to turn into voters, to remain in border states like Texas and Florida and Arizona rather than come to already blue states like New York and Colorado. Right? Because when those states started sending the unauthorized immigrants to the blue cities, all of the outrage ensued, right? But why? You claim to be sanctuary cities and states, so why wouldn't you take the people in? And yeah, there's part of it is a hypocrisy. Part of it is the, you know, sort of the awfuls, white savior complex. But not in my backyard. But part of it is also, yeah, changing the nature of the demographic profile of voters. This was what the Democrats said. They made the argument 20 years ago. They were saying this. Demographics is destiny. That was their slogan. Demographics is destiny. They're going to have so many people that come into America that whites will be a minority, and then they'll be able to win all of the elections. That was the Democrats' strategy. And then when Republicans noticed it, then it became, oh, that's racist and xenophobic and all of the other isms and icks. But that was your stated goal. Slight problem. Some of the people that are taking advantage of the porous border and the lax controls are not very good people. And that will take us to the tragic story out of Maryland, where a mother of five raped and murdered by somebody from El Salvador who was fleeing a murder charge there. If only there was any kind of indication that something like this could happen. New York Post reports that a migrant from El Salvador has been busted for the brutal 2023 rape and murder of a mom of five named Rachel Morin. She was murdered while running on a Maryland hiking trail. Victor Martinez Hernandez, 23 years old, was tracked down in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Friday after police finally were able to match his DNA to the gruesome crime scene, according to the Hartford County Sheriff Jeffrey Goller. According to police, Martinez Hernandez has connections to Salvadoran street gangs and had a violent history that included at least one other homicide there. Victor Hernandez did not come to this country to make a better life for him or his family. He came here to escape the crimes he committed in El Salvador. He came here to murder Rachel and, God willing, no one else. But that should have never been allowed to happen. And I know what you're thinking. How did he get in? Well, the accused killer illegally crossed into the United States in February of 2023 after he viciously murdered another young woman in El Salvador. Martinez Hernandez was in the U.S. for 6 months before he allegedly targeted Morin while she was walking alone on the Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Bel Air, Maryland. About a month after the killing, police matched his DNA to a sample that was recovered at the scene of a home invasion and another assault on a young girl in Los Angeles. But they did not have an identity on him until this past May. And then it was a matter of finding him. And the fact that he fled El Salvador after murdering a woman there, doing a home invasion in Los Angeles, and murdering this Maryland woman, and he's been on the loose for like a year, the chances are pretty good that there are other victims. So they'll be trying to connect those dots. Now, of course, he never should have been here in the first place. And he is the proof of what Donald Trump had said, lo, those many years ago after his ride down the escalator when he announced his candidacy. And remember, you'll recall all of the outrage when he said there are some bad hombres coming. They're not sending us their best. That's what he said. He talked about how there are rapists and murderers that are coming across. And of course, the left turns this into, he's saying all immigrants are. And that's not what he said. The problem is when you don't have controlled access, you don't know who's coming in. And you end up with people like this guy. That's the point. And when you have a massive flood of humanity coming across the border at the same time, overwhelming the bouncers at the door, right? And they're giving up fake information. And then you just like, oh, we'll sign up on the app and then see you later. We'll see you in like, what, 5 years for your court appearance. And then they disappear. Meanwhile, like I said, Biden is looking at an amnesty program, another plan prepared by the Biden administration would streamline the process for so-called Dreamers, the DACA kids, and other undocumented immigrants so they can also request waivers that would make it easier for them to obtain the temporary visas, such as H-1B visas for high-skilled workers. By the way, tomorrow is the 12th anniversary of DACA. That shielded 530,000 undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children and blocked deportation. Just like the border executive action, the Parole in Place program will likely face legal challenges, possibly from Republican-led states, which have filed multiple lawsuits against Mr. Biden's more generous immigration policies. CBS reports, still, Mr. Biden has been arguing that he's acting unilaterally on immigration because Congress failed to pass that agreement, which was rejected by most Republican lawmakers. Political analysts also believe the parole in place policy could help Mr. Biden's chances of earning more support from Latino voters, especially those in mixed status families that would benefit from the move. So he's, deriving a personal benefit from enacting a policy. Let's hope he doesn't call Vladimir Zelensky about this and get recorded on the phone call, right? U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the federal agency that oversees the legal immigration system, has administered a more limited parole-in-place program for military families. They've been doing this for over a decade. The policy allows some undocumented immigrants who are immediate relatives of U.S. service members or veterans to obtain green cards without having to leave the country first. So it's an expansion of that program outside of military families. The Daily Caller News Foundation reports Chinese cyber police agent runs an online network helping illegal immigrants flood into the United States. All right, I mentioned this article from the Daily Caller News Foundation, dailycaller.com, by Philip Lenzicki. Philip writes, a private social network run by a self-identified Chinese government agent provides illegal immigrants with resources to get into the U.S. and evade border authorities. It's called the American Self-Guided Tour Channel. Imagine Googling that, like, oh, I'm going out west, I'm going to go on a tour, but I don't want to hire a tour guide, so let's do a self-guided tour. Oh, look what I found on Telegram. It's the American Self-Guided Tour Channel. It's actually a Chinese language group. It's got more than 8,000 members on the encrypted instant messaging platform called Telegram. And it serves as both a forum for discussing Chinese illegal immigration, as well as a hub for documents detailing specific routes to the U.S., and how to evade detection. Documents in the Telegram channel that have been translated by the Daily Caller News Foundation identify U.S. border wall gaps. They instruct Chinese nationals on how to answer the questions from Border Patrol agents and how to provide scripts, they provide scripts for how to request asylum. Furthermore, the channel is overseen by an individual who spreads Chinese communist propaganda. He bans accounts who fail to toe the party line, the CCP line, and he identifies himself as a Chinese police officer. Hey, do you remember that time they found a bunch of those Chinese police stations up around New York? Remember that? And they had like agents that were going around and intimidating and threatening Chinese immigrants. See, because that's the thing. Like, once you plug into this network and you use it, right now they've got information on you, and now they can kind of keep track of you. Even if you're coming just for a better life, right? You're not coming to do America harm. You're coming for a better life, but now you've given this information over where you basically have traded, you know, the Communist Party in China for communist agents here. And so now they're going to be able to squeeze you while you're in America, which is, once again, one of the problems with illegal immigration, right? Just the human toll that it takes, the abuses, the oppression that occur when people use these types of illegal channels to get into America, and then they're at the mercy of these criminals. It's like the stories you heard years ago of the drop houses and the massacres that would occur and the hostages that were taken, right? The ransom that families back in their home countries had to pay, or else the people who were either they would come in and take over a drop house, right? Because they're criminals. They knew where the drop houses were. And a drop house, by the way, is where a bunch of people who are transported across the border, they drop them at this one at a house until they then are sent somewhere else, but they don't get their documents back from the criminals that are running these rings. So they take all your documents, they bring you to the drop house, now you can't leave, and then they start ransoming you for more money back to your family back in your home country, and if they don't pay, then they kill you. And they set up another drop house someplace. Through a month's long review of the American Self-Guided Tour Channel, The Daily Caller News Foundation discovered that the group contains documents instructing Chinese nationals on how to navigate the U.S. immigration system, including scripts for claiming asylum and scripts for answering questions from Border Patrol agents. One document that was translated advises those wishing to apply for a green card in the United States to, quote, be sure to prepare a story about your persecution and to do so in advance. Right? Make up a good story about how you're being persecuted back in China, which is totally fictional, right? There's no persecution occurring in China. So you're just going to have to, I don't know, maybe read some material about some other country where you're being persecuted or where people are being persecuted. And then you just adopt that story and you go over and you tell the Border Patrol that you're being persecuted and make sure you have that story prepped in advance. So when they ask you, you can say, you know, immediately. There's another document that provides responses to questions that Border Patrol agents may ask in order to establish whether or not an asylum seeker has a credible fear of persecution from their home country. That's the key language. Under current law, if you claim a, quote, credible fear of persecution, then you can seek asylum. So you've got the password, right? And this guy running this encrypted Telegram platform, encouraging people to make this journey and getting them across the border, giving them maps on where the gaps are in the wall, and giving them scripts, he's giving you the password. Credible fear. Later on in the story, one document identifies 15 border wall gaps along the southern border, including 12 in California, as well as crossing points in Arizona and New Mexico. This guide also provides Chinese nationals with basic instructions on what to carry and how to make the crossing. Congressman Dan Bishop, who we were anticipating the call from him, we were going to talk with him, but he is actually quoted in this piece. He chairs the House Homeland Security Committee's Oversight, Investigations, and Accountability Subcommittee. And they had a hearing back in May, and it concerned the roughly 8,000% increase in Chinese illegal immigration that the U.S. has experienced since March of 2021. And the hearing followed a January 2024 Daily Caller News Foundation investigation revealing an internal Customs and Border Protection email showing that the Biden administration dramatically simplified the vetting process for Chinese illegal immigrants in April of 2023 by reducing the number of interview questions that the Border Patrol agents are required to ask. They went from 40 questions, just a slight trimming, they went from 40 questions and they took it down to 5. Gosh, it's a mystery as to why so many people are now able to take advantage of the system, right? Let me go over here and get Snake on the program. Hello, Snake. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Pete. I didn't know this until you just started talking about it, but it just occurred to me, how is it that the U.S. State Department treats China as a legitimate state that we deal with and recognize, and then also accepts asylum seekers from China? I mean, how can you have it both ways? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know if there's some sort of prohibition against asylees from China. Like, I don't think anybody at state is under the illusion that the Communist Chinese Party is not persecuting people. Now, they don't want to acknowledge it because they don't want to cause diplomatic rifts, right? But, like, they take asylees from all sorts of countries that we don't even have those, like, most favored nation status, trading status.
With. Yeah, but I'm saying I don't think we should. We should either say this is a legitimate state and you have to go back there, or this is not a legitimate state and we're going to treat them as such. But it seems to me like you couldn't do both. But, you know, I'm not in the government, right?
Exactly, Snake. I was just going to say that. You have a failure of imagination. You are obviously not in government. I appreciate the call. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.